Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. We call us hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I am Rocky, of course, of BSS Carolinas. Joining me once again today for today's show is beautiful Big Shot. What's up, man?
What's going on? Can you see me? Can you hear me?
We
am
hear
I coming
you.
In clear?
You sound clear.
Cool.
Yeah, you sound clear. We got a lot to talk about today. We got our dummies of the week. If you have a dummy of the week, you want to share on Periscope. It's pretty much what it says. Just something stupid from the week somebody did. Or
Donald Trump.
I know I got a couple. I'm staying out of the politics this week.
I don't care about what he stands for.
I'm ready to get back to, you know, sports instead of that. But, yeah, I know. She used to say Clinton's, you know, and Trump the same. So, to me,
both dummies.
Yeah, we could spend a whole show on that.
How dumb each candidate is.
Yeah,
they're both pretty bad.
But we're going to go talk about sports today. We got dummies of the week. We're gonna break down the early games for NFL. So you can go to NFL.com, join our fantasy group, and see how you do against us. I need to go see how I did last week because I haven't checked that today. See if I caught Jeffrey yet because he's
rolling.
Yeah, he was rolling. Then he had a 4-win week. So
all that week I busted him up in fantasy football. What's going on, Jeffrey? If you're out there.
But before we get started, why is the NFL ratings down? You were talking about it a little bit earlier.
I have my speculations. I'm pretty sure it falls in line with everybody else believes. First things first, the players protesting against the flag and the national.
Do you think that's hurt?
I think that's turned some viewers off to the brand. It's like, you know what? You want to disrespect the flag and want to take light of our songs, our nation's national anthem. People are going to feel some kind of way about it, and they're just not going to tune in because they don't want to see that. And also, the play on the field is really bad. I mean, there are how many NFL teams? 32 NFL teams. How many are under 500 right now? 20? 21? 22 of them?
If you look at the NFC East or the NFC, there are 7 teams, 1-4, 1-3.
So to play, and then the lack of star power. There are very few teams, because the NFL is such a parity league, such a team sport, there are very few teams that have a superstar player that you can identify with. That, hell yeah, I want to see them, that guy right there, play every week. Like, let's take this Monday night, for example. Cam Newton was out. Cam Newton's one of the faces in the NFL. Cam Newton draws faces to your TV screen, butts to the seat. Jameis Winston, up and coming, but doesn't command the star power that a Cam Newton commands. And his team is terrible.
I don't know if I go completely that he is he doesn't draw the same star power Cam does, but it's not as far as you think.
No, it's not that far. But
he was big. You forget at FSU, this guy was huge his last season.
The southeast of Florida, but like nationwide, I mean, Cam Newton has Under Armour commercials, Dan and Oikos commercials. But he's on a Nickelodeon show. People know who Cam Newton is. Everybody might not be aware of who Jameis
Winston
is.
The only reason for that, though, is that Super Bowl last year. That's the only reason. MVP season.
And the dabbing movement that Cam Newton started, which I will say, I meant to mention last segment, Panthers, we need to restart the dab movement.
No, we don't.
We got rid of the dab. No. We're losing games.
That's not it.
Bring it back.
That's not it.
Can we dab again?
No.
Please.
No, please don't.
Please. Let's please dab don't. One more time.
Please don't. I hate the dab. I hate it. Zimmer started. What about you just winning and scoring some touchdowns? That would be more impressive. But you look at the East or the NFC, there's 8 teams with losing records in the NFC.
You said there was, 7 teams that are 1-4?
No, there's 8 teams overall with losing records. There's last week it was 8 teams with 1-3 records. Now there's 4 teams in the NFC that have 1-4 records. In the AFC, though, dude, it's even worse. Nine teams in the AFC that are 500 or worse. Okay. That includes the 0-5 Browns. There's one division that there's only one 500 winning team. That's the South, and that's the Texans. Everybody else is 2-3, 1-3. But you know what? Same thing was last year. I mean, honestly, it was even worse last year because the NFC East was horrible. Mm-hmm. And this year, they're actually only team under 500, and it's 2-3 is the Giants.
Now, fans are fans of their teams, but the national anthem thing has also just become a big, big turnoff for a lot of fans.
And listen, they have right to do what they want. I agree with, you know, but the national anthem is one of those things that I don't think you mess with. I mean, that's my feeling, but I have the right to say that. But if Colin Kaepernick wants to kneel, people are going to hate it. I mean, they are.
It would be one thing if it was only one person doing it, but, you know, it's a league thing and people locking arms and people holding up the black fist, black power fist. It's like, you know what? It makes people feel uncomfortable. And if people feel uncomfortable, they tend to go the other way.
Right. I mean, and they have the right to turn off the TV and not watch the game. They have that right to not watch it. I mean, that's what, you know, if he's got the right to kneel, people have the right to just turn off TV and not go to the games.
Exactly. They have the right not to tune in.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think, you know, you're talking about it. I think the problem is there's so many other options right now. I mean, but like you said, I think a big part of it is the market, the stars. Who are the stars right now in the NFL? Tom Brady was gone the first 4 games. All right. Who's the big stars right now? J.J. Watt's injured.
Watt's injured.
Peyton
doesn't play.
No.
And that took a big demographic because Peyton had fans,
right,
man.
Exactly. Think about this, all right? Patriots, Bills. I'm going to go through the teams real fast. Patriots, Bills, Jets, and Dolphins. Anybody really marketed without Tom Brady
when
being
Tom
there?
Tom Brady's on the shelf, who do you care about in the AFC East?
The Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, and Browns.
That's Big Ben.
Antonio Brown.
And Antonio
and
Brown.
And Big Ben. No,
but you really
else.
Don't want to put Big Ben out there because Big Ben is a known serial rapist.
Exactly. Okay. Nobody else in the North. A.J. Green, but they don't do a good job of marketing
at all.
Of Cincinnati.
And it's Cincinnati.
And
they can't get out of the first
round.
It's
Andy Dalton. Nobody cares. You go to the South. J.J. Watt's out.
And with J.J. Watt is out.
Marcus Mariota's not there.
Andrew Luck is
having
pitiful seasons.
The Colts are bad.
And the Jaguars are a joke.
Were a joke. That was the team that was supposed to take next step. Hasn't
done it yet.
But
we knew better.
I didn't know better. Oakland Raiders. All right, that's a good
nice
team.
Nice young
team. But Derek Carr, Amari Cooper. Really, Amari Cooper is Alabama. People in the Southeast. But nobody really cares.
And right it's now. A West Coast team, so people on the East Coast do not care.
Denver Broncos. Nobody cares to watch that boring team. The it's defense Von
Miller.
Is good.
I'd rather see Von Miller's commercials.
Right. Von Miller, you and DeMarcus Ware is out. So yeah, and he's kind of past the
and
prime
there's
anyway.
No Peyton Manning.
Exactly. So and you go to Kansas City. Nobody cares about Noodle Arm.
Really?
All right. nobody cares about Kansas City. San Diego. Rivers is they're 1-4.
Their franchise is in a mess. They don't know where the hell they're gonna play at, and they've been terrible for the past 4 or 5 years.
You go to the NFC, the Cowboys. That's one team. And not just because it's mine, Zeke Elliott. Dak Prescott's young though. Dez Bryant's out. Okay. He's one of the top five
Jason
receivers.
Jason Witten
is
up in age.
Right. I mean, they're missing people. Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz is young.
You know, no star power
no
there.
No star power. Washington Redskins. Josh
Kirk
Norman.
Cousins ain't bringing nobody to come.
Josh Norman is more star power than that.
Pretty much.
Giants. Odell Beckham. You see what he does with his star power.
We like seeing his crazy, but right? From a distance.
But that's it. You got Beckham. The Vikings. AP's out. Teddy Bridgewater's not there, but AP's out.
And you don't care to see Sam Bradford.
Green Bay Packers, you know. Aaron Rodgers, of course, but he's Aaron.
Detroit, don't care to see anybody
nobody.
There.
Chicago Bears,
same
no.
thing.
Atlanta Falcons, who?
Julio.
That's it. Tampa, nobody cares, even though they got some good young people. New Orleans, Drew Brees, 1-3. Nobody cares to watch the New Orleans
they
team
know
anymore.
They score points, but they suck.
Sometimes they don't even score points. They had a game they only scored like 13 or 15 against
much.
San Diego, I think, that 1 week. The Panthers, Cam's hurt. Seattle, the Northwest, all right? Russell Wilson's not Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. He's not that yet. The Rams, okay, I'm going to skip that. Arizona, Carson's hurt. And he's not on that level anyway.
Fitzgerald's star is very dim right now. I mean, he's still a star in his league, but he's not amongst receivers. There are 12 or 15 other receivers you'd rather see than Larry Fitzgerald.
Exactly. At this stage in his career. And who's his quarterback?
Someone
Drew
old.
Stanton?
Drew Stanton?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
So, I mean, if you look at the NFL, the star power has gone away. From this league, because you got to remember what 4 years ago, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees all passed for 5,000 yards and 40-50 touchdowns each.
That was unremarkable. Right? Yeah.
So it was unbelievable, and that was the height of the NFL season or NFL season, I think, because you had all these great quarterbacks that passed for 4,000
yards. And plus, Peyton
yards.
Manning just came back off that neck surgery, so fans were. How's Peyton going to respond? Is Peyton done? What can Peyton do in Denver? Now that ship has sailed, people don't like Tom Brady. No matter how much star power Tom Brady has, they don't like Tom Brady.
They tune in to watch Tom Brady lose.
And they would want to see him lose.
But if you look at the NFL right now, there is no star power, like you said. And it's the old crop, kind of like WWE has gone. The older stars are going away. The newer ones are coming in. So it's going to take some years. But the problem is nobody likes Cam Newton anymore. Nobody likes Cam Newton except people in Carolina. Nobody likes Russell Wilson outside of Seattle. Nobody
because
likes.
Because they think Russell Wilson is fake and all the stuff he does.
Nobody likes Odell Beckham publicity. Except people in New York.
Because he's a head case.
Nobody likes Dez Bryant because they think he's a head case down in Dallas. A.J. Green. People like him, but he's all the way in Cincinnati. He reminds me of Andrew McCutchen in Pittsburgh. Good players, but no one cares.
Not in the right market.
Right. And so what does these teams do? To me, what it's going to take is for one of these young teams win a Super Bowl. Like Oakland. Yes, this is a homer. Dallas. With Dak Prescott and Zeke winning a Super Bowl. Then start Cam Newton, even, in Carolina, winning a Super Bowl with Kelvin Benjamin and creating a dynasty, where these guys are on that next level or that next tier quarterbacks. Because these quarterbacks have to step. There's so many mediocre quarterback play right now in the NFL. It's ridiculous. because there's a bunch of good young ones, but there's a bunch of guys that need to go away. Ryan Fitzpatrick's one of them. So, I mean, but anyway, that's a good discussion. Tweet us at BSS Carolinas why you think the NFL ratings are down. I mean, that's a few of the reasons, I think.
And I also think, like, the games are too damn long, man. There's some games going 3.5, 4 hours. This ain't baseball. Let's play the full course.
The mistake Monday night with the clock, with the game, the play clock and the game clock, that was ridiculous. The reviews might be something to do with it. You need the reviews in the game so they don't miss the call because it's a human error. It's going to happen. But I think the officiating hat needs to be better. I think there's other things they should be able to do. Maybe let the clock run in the first half if they step out. I mean, I thought it did anyway. You maybe take away if somebody steps out in the first half, you know, the only time the clock stops is when you call a timeout or in the third and fourth quarter with like 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. Maybe make it 12-minute quarters.
Yeah, you could. I mean, almost.
Do you really need 15 minutes?
What I'm saying is almost like Madden. You put in a Madden game, you can put on 15 minutes and put the accelerate clock on.
They gotta do something.
I mean, you know, that might be some ways to help. All right, let's go into top three and bottom three teams of the week. Let's start with bottom three. Who's your bottom three teams?
Browns, the 49ers. Man. And I got to put the Carolina Panthers in there.
Woo! Man.
They have not played well at all. Like, the first couple losses against Minnesota, against Denver, okay. Tough defenses, whatever. You allow 48 to Atlanta. You only score 14 on a decimated Tampa team on Monday night. Can't get out of your own way. We are what our record says we are, man, which says bottom three.
All right. I am going to go – I'm going to surprise you on this a little bit, I think. I'm going to go first Cleveland. I'm definitely putting Cleveland number three. The next team I'm going to put, it will be the Miami Dolphins.
They suck, 1-4.
You just got blown – you got beat 30-17 by the Tennessee Titans, who haven't scored points all year. That defense is horrible. We thought it would be better. The offense hasn't done anything.
Yeah, one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
Hey, he got your quarterback paid, so be happy for that.
Why should I be happy? No money is going into my pocket.
That's very true. And then last but not least, I'm going to say the Panthers with the third. Listen, second week in a row, I put them here because what I see on the field is horrible. I know they play good defenses the first couple weeks, but like you said, they had a lot of injuries. I will say that, but the effort I see with this team is horrible. You watch the other teams, it's not as bad, but this is horrible. Those are my bottom three. What about top three?
New England. I still like Denver. Trevor Siemian is back for them. Obviously, Paxton Lynch is not ready to play. He's a couple seasons from being ready to play, it looks like. And Minnesota. Minnesota 5-0, the only undefeated team in the league. Defense is shutting down everybody. I mean, man, you think you're going to score 16, more than 16 on Minnesota? You are sadly mistaken.
It's tough.
And I want to give honorable mentions to the Cowboys. Their running game is elite. Dak Prescott has them playing at elite level, and which is allowing their defense to be on the field for a short amount of time. And they're playing pretty well. I mean, Morris Claiborne. Hell yeah. This looks like the Morris Claiborne that they drafted 5 years ago that was supposed to have been the guy that he is now 5 years ago.
I have never come out of a game since he's been in the NFL more impressed with somebody.
I mean,
because you watched him in this game. He was everywhere. He was blanketing
AJ Green.
Say what you want. AJ did nothing.
He blanketed him. AJ Green. Right.
And but the way he has improved over the last 3 years is amazing to me.
It's like it just clicked for him.
He's like a shutdown corner now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he'll keep up, but it's like you said, We're keeping the defense off the field all the time. They're not on the field as much as they used to be. So, you know, I'll talk more about that.
Best later. Ground attack in the league. Best offensive line in the league, man.
Best running back.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, you can't argue. This is tough. This is tough this week. Pittsburgh blew somebody up. New England blew somebody up. Dallas blew somebody up. Minnesota was a close game, but they're still undefeated. Atlanta beat Denver in Denver.
Atlanta, yeah. I got to give a shout out to Atlanta, too. They are.
They are
the truth.
I've got to go Minnesota. I'm trying to figure a way to put my team in the top three.
You can put them in.
I no, because New England blew out Browns. I got to put them number two. I'm putting Minnesota one. I'm putting Atlanta number two. I'll put New England three. I'm putting Dallas four. All right, if I'm doing a fourth team, I'll do Pittsburgh five, even though they blew out the team too. But Dallas, the way they blew out Cincinnati, it was 24-0 before half.
They would
beat.
Right,
it was a beating.
I know. I had Cincinnati's defense last week.
I did too. I had Cincinnati's defense. I still got 4 points from Cincinnati's defense. I don't know.
And that was late because of a sack fumble that they got.
Right, but. Dak's not turning the ball over. Zeke, a 60-yard touchdown run, finally he broke one. He's been playing around all year. Finally one happened. But I'll put them number four. So that's our top three, bottom three. Getting into the games this week. We got tonight, Thursday night football, you got Broncos and Chargers. X-Factor and who wins?
Broncos at the Chargers. The X factor for the Chargers are themselves, man. What mistake are they going to make to cost themselves a game this week? Last week it was Drew Kaser, the punter. He had a couple boneheaded mistakes that cost them. Week before against New Orleans, they had the lead. They mess around and give it up and lose that game with a fumble from Melvin Gordon on like the half-yard line or something. So just mistakes from San Diego. For Denver, it's the health of Trevor Siemian. If he can't play the whole game and Paxton Lynch has to come in, Paxton showed he's not quite ready for prime time. So Trevor Siemian is definitely the key for Denver. I think San Diego wins this game tonight, man. On a short week in San Diego, they find a way like 20-17. They do just enough to pull out a W.
Yeah, I'm going to go with San Diego as well. I think Rivers has a big game. I'm not sure about Trevor if he's even going to play, like you said. I just, like you said, short week. I'm agreeing with you on that. And I think Bosa is the real deal. And if you look at Atlanta last week, all right, Vic Beasley, 3.5 sacks. Joey Bosa, I look for him to have a big game tonight.
Especially if Lynch is in there.
That tackle is horrible. That left tackle for Denver is horrible. He's had a bad season. You can get to them in that line. The defense is going to be at defense. I think you can get a big play from Travis Benjamin over the top and control the clock with Gordon. So I'm going to go the Chargers as well. Moving to Sunday's early games. There's some games I wish we could skip.
Skip them.
Sunday early game, real fast, 49ers at Bills. The 49ers named Colin Kaepernick as starter. That's the only reason I'm talking about this game. Who wins?
I'll take Buffalo at home. They're playing better.
Do you think Kaepernick does anything?
I think he has a good showing, man. Cap is an unbelievable athlete, and he has a chance to prove his skills in the offense base.
Do we see the Kaepernick that when he first came out, or the Kaepernick from last year that was horrible?
I think we see a rusty Colin Kaepernick. He hasn't taken any live snaps. You know, he had several shoulder surgeries he's been dealing with all year. I think we see a slightly rusty Kaepernick, maybe more resembling of what we saw last year.
Okay. The next game I'm going to go to – Wait a minute, let's see. We went to Bills. The Eagles at the Redskins. Jordan Reed is in concussion protocol, so it looks like he won't play probably
if
this
he
week.
Is out, that is a huge loss for Washington. I mean, that's Kirk Cousins' security blanket right there.
And I think he may be done because this will be the fifth concussion
he's had since he's
been playing football, college, NFL, all together.
I think they might have to shut him down. You see what's going on with Cameron Jordan down in Miami. You see what's been going on with there's another tight end in the concussion protocol, can't seem to get out.
I know the one, the Latarius Green is in it because he's had migraines and he had a concussion.
I mean, it's something serious. Jordan Reed ain't playing. They haven't ruled him out yet, but I will be – you can slap me silly and call me stupid if Jordan Reed plays Sunday because I don't think he's playing. And with him not playing, Philadelphia coming off a tough loss, their first loss of the season, and Washington not being that great on the defensive side of the football – I think they go in and they get a win 27-23.
All right. I'm going to go Cousins. It will be the X factor. I think he has a big game. I'm not sold on that secondary for Philadelphia. So I'm going to go. They won't run the ball well because that defense line for Philly is really good. Fletcher Cox and all of them is really good. But DeSean Jackson needs to have a big game again, and he usually does. Against his former team, he usually has a big game. So I'm going to go with Washington to win it.
He won't be as
24-17.
He won't be as fired up to play them because Chip Kelly isn't standing on that sideline anymore.
He'll still be fired up. Anytime you play your former
team. He's gotten
team,
paid. He's good. It's been like three seasons now. He's good.
He's good. He's good. All right, the next game that we're – hold on a second. I got to find the music for you before we start this one.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
It is the Who Cares game of the week. It's the Brownies at the Titans. I'm going real fast. I'm going with the Titans.
Me too. This is my Eliminator pick from the Eliminator Challenge this week. You won't have many weeks to you pick Tennessee. This might be the only week you can use them and feel confident about using the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, this will be the week to use them. You're using them. If you don't use Tennessee's defense, it's this week to use them.
Yeah.
Because Cody Kessler will be back for the starting quarterback. Clipboard Jesus got hurt. You didn't know that was his name?
No.
Yeah, Clipboard Jesus. Have you ever seen a picture of
who?
Charlie Whitehurst?
Yeah.
He looks like, you know.
He looks like Jason Worth. Him and Jason Worth can be doppelgangers.
Yeah, pretty much. But did you know he was married to Jewel?
Who was Jewel? The singer?
Yeah.
Who, Charlie Whitehurst?
Yeah. Clipboard Jesus.
That's why he ain't worried about nothing.
No. You know, the most overpaid quarterback of all time. All right.
Jay Cutler?
No. Clipboard Charlie Whitehurst. He's never played that much, but he's made like millions and millions of dollars as a backup.
That's the life, man. Be the backup quarterback. Man.
Think about it. You never got to do anything.
You might last 15, 20 years in the league and not take 15 hits in a lifetime.
Who would have ever thought Charlie Whitehurst, who came out of Clemson, would still be in the NFL this day? I didn't. Mike Glennon's loving it right now because he knows he's going to get paid the rest of his life.
So, don't have to take them hits behind that pitiful Tampa Bay line.
Nope. The next game we're going to talk about, Cincinnati at the Patriots. If you want a money lock of the week, I think it would be the Patriots this week.
See, these are one of those games that scared me. Cincinnati went to Dallas, laid an egg last week. They know they're going to play New England this week. Big game. Brady's second game back after 400 yards last week. Does he show a chink in the armor this week? I think it's going to be more competitive than you think. Cincinnati will have a chance, but I will take the Patriots at home to win 31-20.
Listen, I think they'll be better. I think Cincinnati will put up a fight this week. But, dude, you're playing Tom Brady. And, listen, the first game back, I know they're playing Cleveland, 400 yards and 3 touchdowns, all right? First game back, and this guy is going to be on a mission. I wouldn't be surprised he throws 50 touchdown passes in 12 games. I would not be surprised the way he's throwing the ball. Randy Moss said it best, I think, this past weekend. You are going to see something special from Tom Brady the rest of the year. And I think I could see four touchdown passes.
If his offensive line holds up for him.
Dude, I'm sorry. All you got to do, Martellus Bennett, Gronkowski, and those little white wide receivers. That's all you need. So I'm going to go with the Patriots.
WRU, White Wide Receivers University.
I'm going to say 45 to 30. I'll get them. They'll be in shout, but the Patriots will put up 40 points this week. Because Cincinnati's defense has been horrible, by the way. Secondary has
been.
They
definitely have been.
Ron Fitzpatrick that put up that huge game against them a couple weeks ago.
That was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, the next game, the Ravens at the Giants. Who you got?
Must win for the Giants here. New York Giants respond this week, and they win. Baltimore, a little turmoil. They fired their OC Monday after only scoring 10 points against Washington. They only got 10 points against Washington. The Giants are a little better on defense. The Giants win this game 27-17.
Yeah, I think the Giants win. The Ravens' defense has played better. But I think Eli gets going this weekend. I think Beckham has a couple of touchdown receptions. I think this is where you see Beckham get back into it.
And welcome Shepherd, back, Rashad Jennings.
Yeah, Jennings is back as well. That defensive front is real for the Giants. The secondary can be burnt. And don't forget, I think Steve Smith might not play for the Ravens because he left early the last game. Flacco may be without him, so pay attention to that on your fantasy teams. I'm going to go with the Giants. I think they win pretty easily. I think 34-14. The next early game of the day, the Jags at the Bears. 1-3 at 1-4.
Which sorry team do you like better? Brian Hoyer has three straight games of 300 yards passing. They would have won last week if he would have chose to throw the ball to a wide open Alshon Jeffrey in the end zone instead of doing what he did. I think they beat Jacksonville this week, man. Behind the legs of Jordan Howard, who's had back-to-back 100-yard rushing games, he's become a valuable pass-catching option for Brian Hoyer at the backfield, too. Big week for Jordan Howard. 29-24, Chicago. I don't know. They're just going to get 29 somehow.
Listen, the Jags went to London, and they won that game. No.
They won.
They beat Indy.
Yeah.
They needed that win. I think this is where the Jags start get going. I think they win this game big because the Bears have so many injuries on defense still. And Hoyer, hot and cold. You know, he's had three straight weeks of 300 yards, but
he had 397 last week. Man, I mean, geez.
397?
397 for Brian Hoyer. He was slinging the foot. Meredith had 130 of it or something like that.
All right, I'm gonna go with the Jags because I think they need this win more than anybody needs a win this week. The Rams versus the Lions. Ooh, I can't believe the Rams are 3-2. I'm still looking at record.
Oh, they about to fall to 3-3. I think the Lions get the job done at home this week.
I will go with the Lions as well. Case Keenum. The Lions' defense, secondary is pretty good. I think the Lions will win this week. Then the last early game, the Steelers at the Dolphins.
Really?
Yeah. We're both going Steelers. Don't worry. But we're both taking the Steelers. It'll be a
you know how I feel about Ryan Tannehill.
And can I tell you, I'm so glad I got Antonio Brown. And matter of fact, if you can get Sammy Coates and Antonio Brown, this would be a good week to play
both of them.
Because I see both of them having two touchdowns.
Like, hello.
And the Steelers signed Carlos Williams. I don't know why they signed him, but they did. So now they got Williams.
Another running back option.
They got two Williams and a Brown.
They got D. Williams, K. Williams. Yeah. All they need is an I. Williams and a C. Williams, and they can have a Dick Williams.
Let's go into dummies of the week.
Who's there?
It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolines dummy of the week. All right, you got any dummies?
First and foremost, Teddy Williams for the Carolina Panthers. Consecutive plays, first play, third down passing situation, he breaks up the play beautifully, forces Tampa to punt. The next play, they punt the football. Teddy Williams runs right into Ted Ginn Jr., causes him to fumble. Tampa Bay picks the ball up, and they score a touchdown, don't they? Yeah, they score a touchdown. And Drew Kaser, the punter for the San Diego Superchargers. Let's see, he had an 11-yard punt in the game on his side of the field, which led to easy points for – who did they play last week? They played Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And then, down three, Phillip Rivers drives them into position. Lambeau with a makeable field goal attempt. Perfect snap. He pulls a Romo. It goes right through his damn hands. He can't even get the pick the ball up. He just falls on it, and the Chargers lose. Drew Kaser costing them. And then you can see after the play happened on the sideline, Phillip Rivers goes, quote, "We're the bad news bears." Your quarterback just said that y'all are the bad news bears on the sideline
Jake for everybody. Cutler?
No, Phillip Rivers called the San Diego Chargers the bad news bears.
Now that is funny.
Damn, Drew Kaser.
All right. Is that all your
dummies? That's it.
All right.
Thank you, Joseph Randall. We are just using your name today.
Yeah, I'm going to keep using Joseph Randall for a while. You know where I'm going with the first one. I talked about it earlier. Cam Newton. I just have to say, dude, come on. I got to put you up there this week. Really a segue, man, while you got a concussion. That doesn't help your image in an NFL fan base. It doesn't help. That's the only thing I'm going to say about that is it doesn't help you.
I'm slightly concussed, but I'm going to be in the middle of the street in my segue with no helmet.
But you can understand why people don't like him. I mean, this is why. Come on, man. When you're an NFL quarterback, at least if you don't be out for a week, fly to Italy, sunbathe naked if you need to. You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
With your supermodel wife?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah, do that if you got to. The next one, Greg Hardy. Transitioning to MMA, expected to debut in 2017. Let me tell you something. I cannot wait to see you fight in MMA. I can't. Because I think either you'll get your butt whooped very fast, or he might actually, if he trains, I can see him doing some damage.
We know he has the anger issues.
No, he's got the anger issues. I think this is a perfect sport for him to be in MMA. I don't know. I think he fails. Because how many players in NFL has tried this and failed? A lot tried this. And, you know, you can't do it. It's tough to do.
Kimbo Slice was the baddest street fighter on YouTube tape history. Second time in the octagon, he got knocked down in 10 seconds.
Exactly. I mean, it's not – you have to really train for this and be an athlete like this.
I mean, Greg Hardy, ESPN's Max Kellerman said he feels like Greg Hardy's going to get his comeuppance once he steps inside the octagon. So there's not a lot of belief that you will do anything.
Let me tell you
when you get in there.
Let me tell you what he should have done. You should have went WWE. You wanted to do something? Go to WWE. Because he could have made a lot of money with his attitude and
being a straight heel. You know,
but because of his personal problems, I understand that. But this is great for him. The last one I got is Tyson Fury for vacating the WBO and WBA championships. He said because of medical issues.
He's kind of off. Treatments. He's, you know, he was caught with cocaine in his system. But, I mean, how disrespectful of Tyson Fury to just degrade and just treat the heavyweight title as anything.
Like it's nothing.
Men like Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, George Foreman, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, guys like this who won the heavyweight title that were proud heavyweight champions, and you come and you disrespect the title like that, man.
Yep.
Straight garbage.
It's horrible. You know, and he's from Cleveland, right?
I don't know where he's from.
No, he's from Cleveland.
Is he from Cleveland?
And, you know, that city is trying to turn around some things, you know, the World Series this year, NBA championship last year, and then you win the boxing championship because he started. He won the belt.
And then the American Hockey League
Cleveland
team.
Yeah. And now you do. It's just, come on, man. Right, anyway, you're listening to BSS Carolinas. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another show to do. Everybody else, we'll see you later.